I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland. Let's play a little thing called Free Beer's Ice Cream Game. It's very unfair. I bought the game. It comes in a box. It's called Brain Freeze.
No, it's called Free Beer's Ice Cream Game.
Brain Freeze.
It came with this theme song, too.
It's time for Free Beer's ice cream game. He'll be eating ice cream. He'll pull out his drumstick. That will make the guys scream. Give an answer quick before Maitland's whale noise. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Steve yells out taco. Okay.
This is a jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if it's a jam, but it sure gets stuck in my head.
It definitely slaps.
Maitland, is that slap?
That slaps.
Yeah, it does. All right. Who won the last time?
I did.
I believe
sure.
I did.
Okay, and Kelly, who do you want to play?
I'd like to play Maitland.
Okay. Maitland and Kelly, first plausibly correct answer.
Yes.
That finishes, not starts, is the winner.
All right.
My longest sexual dry spell was?
Six months.
2 years.
Why did you change yours to 2 years?
Because it was a tie, so we...
Did you think if you got it longer, you'd win?
No, I just figured if I said something different.
I thought Maitland won anyway.
Yeah, I thought you started before me.
Oh. Yeah,
you
but kinda, it's end. Who ended first?
Kelly kind of stuttered, though. Kelly said,
because I think I lied. I don't know what mine is.
Oh, and you're a liar?
Yeah.
Oh, Maitland
so.
Definitely
I think my first answer
months.
Was yeah. correct. Yeah. My second one was.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So you both lied?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Do it again.
Okay.
I can't believe you had sex plausibly. When you were a 2-year-old. Gross.
The title of my current life chapter is
Gabagool. Is my favorite.
Oh, you're just gonna keep adding because this one's not trying.
Yeah, just Gabagool.
Yeah.
What? That's the current life chapter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how does that apply to your life?
Because everything in my life is delicious right now, and
including when your pets poo on your new rug.
It looks like Gabagool, but it's my pets.
And what is Gabagool? It's deli meat,
Gabagool.
Right?
Capicola.
Yeah, it's Capicola.
That's right.
Oh.
So the Italians just can't say Capicola.
That's how they say it. Capicola. Gabagool.
I thought Gabagool was.
Why does it become a G?
Pasta.
Who knows?
Why are languages all different? Who knows?
Yeah. Accents are weird.
Why is anyone French?
Wait, what's that weird point. Hamburger helper looking pasta that everybody talks about?
Goulash.
That's what I meant to say. Goulash. I didn't realize that Gabagool was prosciutto.
Somebody was telling me their family ate. Was it on here?
Yeah, we were talking about the other day. Goulash.
What do you call it?
American chop suey.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I had a long conversation with two of our coworkers about
yeah.
that.
Oh, that's why I thought it was at football, because it was in the conference room the other day
yeah,
before
I had
a big
conference
meeting.
With sales guy Phil about American chop suey / goulash.
Yeah, I had
and
never
also
heard
Andy
that
Wren.
Term. Yep. I had never heard the term American chop suey before.
Homemade hamburger helper.
All right, Kelly, you won with your Gabagool chapter versus cool. Maitland's currently untitled work still in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly versus Steve. My grade school nickname was
Bombo. Jeez.
Hers was definitely cheese.
And it was
yours
faster,
was not
too.
Bombo.
Bombo.
Kelly versus Hot Wings.
That's unfair because that's how it was said back then.
Oh, yeah. Bombo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not Bombo.
Kelly
Bombo.
Versus Hot Wings.
Yeah.
My least favorite smell is?
Poop.
Turd.
Just faster.
Yeah.
Man, I'm doing good. I'm on a roll.
You are. Back to Kelly versus Maitland.
Yes.
Maitland was the only one who offered you any resistance.
I know.
So she sat there like a house on the side of the road.
Yep.
My most childish thing I still do is...
Masturbate to Harry Potter.
I'm not sure what Maitland said.
I said silly goose time.
Okay. Was that a thing?
I would say silly goose time is more childish than like, what Kelly does with her time.
I really enjoyed the way you said that. Like, geez, stupid. I said silly goose time, as though we'd all know that. Kelly, you think it's childish to masturbate to Harry Potter?
It's just, you know, something that I did as a child. So I thought that is how I would answer your question.
I appreciate the way you worked through that.
Yep. I had a real thing for wizards.
Childish is the isn't sleeve? The term I would use. Yeah. I would
it's the sleeve,
it,
isn't it?
I'd call it more gross because they're like little children.
Yeah. I was a child.
Yeah, but you're not now.
Not anymore. That's what I was saying. That's,
so now you just
yeah, now you're just
hit
a
it
creep.
To Dumbledore?
Oh, we did have the whole what it, you still do.
Yeah, now you're just a
more of a
creep.
Lord of the Rings kind of guy.
You hit it to Dumbledore and
yeah.
What's the real hairy tall guy that has lots of weird pets?
Oh, Hagrid.
Hagrid, yeah.
Hagrid, yep. That's the guy. That's all you describe him, right? Hairy tall guy with lots of pets.
Yeah,
pretty much.
You knew who I meant. All right, Kelly won that one. What is this? What was your thing you do?
The silly goose time.
What is this?
You just out, you go out and you have a silly goose time. Be a silly goose.
Is this something you do? I'm not sure if this is real or not.
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, every day.
If you texted a friend and go, silly goose time with a question mark, would they know what you're saying?
They'd probably be like, yeah, I'm down for silly goose time.
Wow.
And you just go out and you be...
Couple silly gooses.
Yeah, a couple silly gooses.
Fair enough. Kelly.
Yeah.
Who do you want to play? Oh, Steve's next, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing I'll always say yes to is
lollipops.
Oh, that was quick, Steve.
I don't know who won. Ty. My feature that gets the most compliments is
legs
fertilizer.
Do you know what your features are?
Yeah, I was thinking about my yard features. People are generally
like, oh, that's
like,
what everybody's always talking about.
Everyone always jumps to
even
that.
If your
hey,
yard
what's
looks
my
great?
Favorite feature of yours? Yard-wise, of
Mom's.
Course.
Yeah.
What a strange one to lose on.
I know.
Steve, people like your legs?
Oh, yeah. I get comments all the time.
Do they?
Here comes Hot Legs.
Yeah. Here comes
Hot Steve legs. Versus Hot Wings. The weirdest place I've gone number two is?
In the backyard.
I almost said it. In the bathroom. That's not.
Whoa. God,
that's
I hate
not very
to
weird.
See where the weird.
You're a, you're a real wildling. Look at you, Hot Wings versus Maitland. The surprising thing that makes me horny is
chickpeas.
Man, the way they could turn into hummus, hot.
Yeah. There was one time, yeah. Like
wait, there was one time.
Yeah, okay, so like the week before.
Okay.
The week before my lady time, I get real. Frisky on the insides and just anything you see it and you're like damn. So there was one time a commercial for hummus came on and there was a glistening wet chickpea on the screen and I was like dang, what is that, what am I feeling right now? And so then I went and touched my own glistening wet chickpea and it was a fun time.
God.
So, all right, and game over.
Yeah, I don't really think there's
did
much
I win?
Game left to play.
Yes. One of the top three sidebars of all time.
You do win. You're yeah. Your answer was a bit long, but
well, it
that's
was.
Okay.
It needed an explanation.
Yeah, the content makes up for it.
That's amazing.
Was
one time.
Because when you said chickpeas, I thought, well, that's one of the most random things I've ever heard. And then it turns out it was not. It was biographical.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You've won this round.
Thank you.
Yeah, no arguments here.
What is that glistening
bean? She said chickpea.
Look at that wet chickpea.
And then it was one of those things where I was like, am I seriously? Like, okay.
This text from the Upper just Peninsula. What the hell just happened? This one from Maine. My car, two wheels were off the road.
I'm never going to look at hummus the same.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah.
All right, Maitland versus Steve. My biggest regret is
not playing the bongos.
Telling that story.
I'm sorry, you were just a little late on that one.
Late, but I think you still win that one.
Steve versus Hot Wings.
Okay.
I'm not recovered.
Okay. All right.
Ryan says, go ahead, shut the show down. Take a best of. That was something we'll never forget. Thank you, Maitland, with eight laughing emojis after that.
You're welcome.
This one from Albany. Glistening chickpeas. I'm dead. LOL. I'm going to start a band just to call it that. Steve and Hot Wings. My guilty pleasure is
chickpeas.
Steve said Costco.
Yeah.
I know you're into their nuts.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Steve versus Kelly. My unpopular opinion is
pistachios are the best and should be snorted to digest them properly. Yeah. I just figured
you don't always have to make the sentences longer,
but it's fun to do that sometimes.
Kelly versus Hot Wings. My surprising sex noise sounds like this.
Helicopters.
What was yours?
That's more of a surprising sex noise, isn't it, than screaming helicopter?
Yeah, that seems like something Kelly would be doing while she said that. Spinning in circles so fast. Hot Wings versus Maitland. My most recent purchase of over $100 was for
a stereo receiver.
What did you just say?
A stereo receiver.
A thervic thether. Maitland said dinner about an hour before Hot Wings finished.
Yeah.
So she gets the win.
Yeah.
Maitland Kelly. The thing I want but can't afford is
shoes. New purse.
You can't afford shoes? How much are we not paying you?
The fancy shoes.
Oh, okay. So you
like that I haven't found yet, but I will.
Is this a quest? Like the Holy Grail? Like, hey, there are fancy shoes I must find.
Yeah. Are you about a week out from your lady time?
I'm on it right now. Quick, we need some chickpeas.
And shoes. Yeah. Said so cheerfully.
Yeah.
Not.
Maitland versus Steve. My grade school crush turned out to be
a truck driver.
Wow.
A truck driver, huh?
Yeah, she drives a truck now.
Yeah.
Local or long haul?
Long haul.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
her primary company she hauls things for?
The orange one, Schneider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The orange one. And what does she carry typically?
Whatever's in the truck.
Good point. Well, this story checks out.
Yeah.
Tried to pop some holes in that
Since
one.
Since when are we fact checking?
Just wanted to see how you do. Steve versus Hot Wings, last one. Okay. Nay, all of you, your last one. Okay. This one is not speed, but a reward for excellence. So whoever's answer is best will be the winner.
Okay.
My doppelganger. That's all.
Hillary Swank.
Is so sexy.
Is funny.
Is my own reflection.
Go ahead, judge that. You can't. They're all great.
We're all great. Kelly finishes last. She tried to be authentic. That's gross.
Yeah.
But it's accurate.
Stupid.
How dare I?
God.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.